As voting for the third phase of Jammu and Kashmir Assembly elections begins, Prime Minister Narendra Modi exuded confidence on Tuesday in the participation of large numbers of women voters in the Festival of Democracy, and in a post on X, PM Modi called upon first-time voters to exercise their franchise. Today is the third and last round of voting in the Jammu and Kashmir Assembly elections. I request all voters to come forward and cast their votes to make the Festival of Democracy a success. I am confident that apart from the young friends who are going to vote for the first time, women power will also participate in the voting in large numbers, PM Modi wrote in a post on X, urging the voters to exercise their franchise in the Jammu and Kashmir Assembly elections. Union Home Minister Amit Shah emphasized that the Union Territory needs a government that can take strong decisions for security, peace and stability in the region. Jammu and Kashmir needs a government that is visionary and can take strong decisions for security, peace and stability here. Today, the people voting here in the last phase should use their vote power to form a government that keeps Jammu and Kashmir away from terrorism, separatism, nepotism and corruption and is determined to protect the rights of every section. Cast a historic vote for tourism, education, employment and all-round development in Jammu and Kashmir, Amit Shah wrote on X. The polling for the third and final phase of the Jammu and Kashmir Assembly elections began at 7 a.m. today with people queuing up at a polling station across 40 constituencies in 7 districts of the Union Territory. Among the 40 constituencies, 24 are in the Jammu division and the rest in the Kashmir Valley. At least 415 candidates, including former Deputy Chief Ministers Tara Chand of Congress and Muzaffar Hussain Beg, are contesting in the third phase. Mock polling also took place at various polling booths before the start of the polls. The first voting phase took place on September 18, and the second phase of Jammu and Kashmir Assembly elections concluded on September 25. High-profile leaders, including Prime Minister Narendra Modi, Union Home Minister Amit Shah, BJP, Lok Sabha Leader of Opposition Rahul Gandhi, and former JK Chief Ministers Farooq Abdullah, Omar Abdullah, and Mehbooba Mufti, were on the ground for weeks. The counting of the votes will be done on October 8, with inputs from agencies.